Theo Hetema, the chair of the Protestant Church in The Hague in the Netherlands. Now, if you celebrate Christmas in the Netherlands, you probably also celebrated St. Nick's Day a couple of weeks ago on December 6th. That's when Santa Claus shows up in schools, shops, and hospitals. In Austria, Santa Claus comes the night before on December 5th. In that tradition, he doesn't come alone. He's got a sidekick, kind of a creepy one, named Krampus. He's the half-goat, half-demon that punishes bad children by beating them with sticks. Yeah, fun times. These days, Krampus has been winning fans around the world, but as he does, the tradition is changing in the place where it all started. Anna Muckerman has the story from Seefeld, Austria.
Those bells? They're strapped to the waists of men wearing animal pelts and gruesome masks. These are the Krampuses, and they're running around the Christmas market in the Alpine village of Seefeld. They're holding bundles of sticks and whacking the legs of anyone who flinches as they come close. Sarah Wehinger, who's 15, got a good thwacking.
Ich find's lustig. Wenn sie auf einen zukommen, dann schon.
It's funny, she says. When they're coming near, it's scary, but when they pass, it's okay. I like the masks. Wehinger says she goes to Krampus events often in this season. Sometimes they're Krampus runs, like this one. But she prefers the more modern Krampus shows.
Das sind die Teufel von meiner Elternzeit und die anderen, was am Freitag sind, sind von meiner Zeit eher.
These are the devils of my parents' time, she says. On Friday at the show, those are the devils of my time. I like that the show tells a story. A Krampus show can feel like a rock concert. Narration, heavy metal music, and flashing lights. The Krampuses perform inside a large fenced-in ring. Some do tricks with fire. No one hits the audience with sticks.
This is not interesting.
Peter Gruber tells me it's not so interesting. He's 60 years old, and he used to dress as Krampus. That was when St. Nick came door-to-door, and Krampus was the sidekick that scared kids into behaving. Now, with these shows starting as early as mid-November, Krampus is the main event.
And the shows, they sing with fire and with rauch. This is...
The shows have fire and smoke, and it's mostly for tourism. I certainly don't take part in any of it. It's just a way to make money.
He admits that Krampus is safer, tamer now. The devils of the past sometimes hit too hard. But when I ask him if it used to be more fun...
Finden Sie, dass das hat mehr Spaß gemacht?
Auf alle Fälle.
Absolutely.
Ja, volle Welle.
Absolutely.
Local historian Carl Berger says the evolution of Krampus is more than just a generational divide. He says the new Krampus has a lot to do with a common myth.
Die heidnische Geschichte des Krampus ist sehr kurz, weil es sie nicht gibt.
The pagan history of Krampus is very short, because there is none. Krampus is not pagan. Many think he is, but Krampus is strongly connected with Christianity.
Berger says the Jesuits created Krampus in the 16th century as a devil figure in the theater. His looks were meant to increase the number of Catholic converts. Berger says much later, people saw Krampus's horns and started to think it was a pagan tradition. He says the new wave of Krampus shows is trying to return Krampus to pagan roots that don't exist.
Dynamik bekommen, sehr viele Jugendliche waren dabei.
Many young people said the old masks are too simple and wanted new ones. How do we design them? Oh yeah, it's pagan, so let's make big and scary masks.
But a funny thing happened. As Krampus's looks grew more frightening, his presence became more mild.
Bei vielen Umzügen ist der Krampus schaut wild aus, ganz große Hörner und wilde Masken, ist aber ganz gezähmt.
In many shows, the Krampus looks wild with big horns and wild masks, but he's totally tame. He's only allowed inside a fenced area and he can't hit with the sticks. Little kids are allowed to come.
So, does this reinvention of tradition threaten Krampus's future? Berger doesn't think so.
Im Gegenteil. Die Bräuche, wenn sie lebendig sind, wenn sie dynamisch sind, dann sind sie immer...
It's the opposite. Customs, if they are alive, they are always modern customs. Even if they've been around for 300 years. They always conform to the wishes and needs of the people.
Berger says the Krampus looks as old as time, but he's completely modern. For The World, Anna Muckerman, Seefeld, Austria.